going on, people? Welcome back to the Skylarkin Podcast, episode 4 of the most inconsistent podcast in the world. How long was that break? How long? 6 months? I don't even know. We're in lockdown, so I got time. I got time to do this, so I said let's start it back. A few people asked. I'm not going to say a lot of people asked, but a few people did ask, where is the podcast, Nico? And well, here it is, episode 4. You guys had a good Christmas? I had a great Christmas. I enjoyed it. Stayed at home. Did not go by the in-laws. It was just me and my immediate family. Open some presents, eat some food. I got addicted to Bailey's though. That's my thing now. I started putting Bailey's in my coffee over the festive period. Next thing you know, I was putting it in my cereal. I would have like granola, cornflakes, milk, and Bailey's all in one bowl. So it's a problem now. One is Bailey's, next is crack. No, but yeah, Bailey's, it's a replacement for milk. It's a milk substitute. Stop drinking oat milk and drink Bailey's. Bailey's, if you want to sponsor me, holla at your boy. But Bailey's is expensive. It's like, what, 20 quid, 25 quid? The wife, though, she found, you know, like Aldi has got the alternative to Bailey's and is £5. What's it called? Ballycastle or something? So I'm going to get that instead of the Bailey's sometimes. You know, you can't drink Bailey's all the time. You got to get the substitute. So we're going to get some Bally. I think it's Ballycastle or something with a B. It tastes almost the same. Maybe it's not as creamy, but it's probably, I don't know. It's just as good as Bailey's. So yeah, what else I've been doing? Spending too much money on Amazon? Like, what if Jeff Bezos was behind the coronavirus? That's a theory I have now. Because this man is raking it in. He's cleaning up. They said he's on course to be a millionaire. A trillionaire. What millionaire? He was a millionaire by what? Probably by 24 or something. I don't know. But he's on course to be a trillionaire by 2026. And his wealth is skyrocketing through all of these lockdowns. He's the person benefiting the most from all of these lockdowns. Him and some other billionaires. The poor man suffering. But yeah, I keep giving this man my money. I just buying it. And the thing is, I watch a little documentary on Jeff. I call him Jeff. I gave him so much money. We on a first name basis now. That's my boy, Jeff. I was watching a little documentary on him. The man is a straight bully, you know? And I guess that's how you got to be if you want to be successful in business. But like, book publishers complain about Amazon. They say the fee's too high to post on Amazon. And Jeff is like, what are you going to do? Well, you can sell your books on Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree. There's no alternative to Amazon now. He's too big. You can't stop him. It's just too easy though. One click buy and I got next day delivery. It's just too easy. Why am I going to wait a week for my, what I bought recently? Why am I going to wait a week for my weighted blanket? That's the last thing I bought, a weighted blanket. Because I got sleep issues, my wife said she saw people online raving about weighted blankets. Apparently, they help you sleep better. They kind of give you an anti-stress response. They release more, that squeezing feeling apparently releases more serotonin in your brain and chills you out. That's how it's supposed to work. So I got this heavy ass blanket. What's in it? At first I thought it was like sand or pebbles in the blanket or cat litter. But apparently it's glass beads. So in the blanket there's all these glass beads. Makes it super heavy. So I put that on me. And the first night I tried it, I didn't like it at all. I didn't sleep well. My sleep was probably worse than it normally is without the blanket. So the first night I tried it, it was bad. You know, having this heavy thing over me, I felt like I was being buried alive. So I tried it the other night, and the second night it worked good. I think I slept well. I didn't move at all. But the third night, I don't know if it was too hot or something, and it was a bad feeling. So far, 3 nights. But actually, last night would be the 4th night with the blanket. I put it under me rather than over me. And that I had a decent sleep last night, not gonna lie. Well, decent compared to what I normally have. So I had like 5 hours last night, I think. So yeah, weighted blanket. Check it out if you're having trouble sleeping. I don't know, it might work for you. For me, it's so-so. It's up in the air. I don't know yet. I'm not sold on them right now. But apparently humans like being squeezed. I think it's based on the same principle. Like, I was reading this book recently. This lady, when she was young, she had autism. It doesn't go away. She still has autism, obviously. So she was autistic and she didn't like people hugging her. She didn't like people touching or hugging her. Not even her mom or dad could hug her. One day she went to her aunt's farm and she saw the cattle. They would put the cattle in like this vise and squeeze them and they would calm down. And then you could inject them and give them their vaccinations or whatever. So she went home and she built this vice for herself so she could be squeezed, and it chilled her out completely. So yeah, apparently humans like to be squeezed. I don't know if you're going to get the same sensation from as being hugged with a mechanical object like a vice, but give it a try. All you people who single and lonely and locked on, go in the shed and build a vice and squeeze yourself in it and feel loved. You can thank me later. Oh yeah, what else did I buy? I bought this massaging pillow. That's another thing I got. This shiatsu, is it called? A shiatsu massager. It's got like 4 balls in a pillow that spin around and they heat up. But the ball's a bit too hard. Pause. I never thought I would ever say a phrase like that. The ball's a bit too hard. Yeah, the balls just dig into you. They need softer balls than this massager. So what I gotta do if I put in it on my feet, I gotta put on like an extra pair of socks to soften up the balls. I mean, it's an alternative to somebody massaging you, but it's not gonna be good. You don't have that human touch. It's alright though. It's okay. I don't know if I would buy it again. As I said, softer balls in the next massager and we good to go. There's no happy endings with this massage pillow. Who was the person that come up with that? A happy ending. There's nothing happy about getting a wank from a illegal underpaid immigrant. That's who I assume works in these massage parlors. That's a sad ending for everybody involved. You think she wanna be there wanking off strangers? Why do you call it a happy ending? She wanna be doing a proper job, not wanking off strangers in some dingy basement, you know? And what if she got jizz on her hands from the previous person who come in? Now she rubbing that on your body. Maybe that's what's in the massage oil bottles. Sorry, the podcast gone a bit blue. Okay. Let's clean it up. What else I've been doing? Watching a lot of Netflix, as everybody has. I thought Bridgerton was great. I enjoyed Bridgerton. Bridgerton was well made because, let's be honest, that nobody except like stuffy old white people used to really watch period dramas. Maybe some young white people into classics and stuff, but I think it had a mass appeal, a broad appeal, this Bridgerton. The cast was diverse without being too... like, for instance, I didn't like David Copperfield. I think they was pushing diversity too much in David Copperfield. It was too woke. This one just felt natural. They weren't overdoing it with the diversity, you know? Because sometimes you see these things and you're like, okay, this is not that... I'm not happy about the diversity, but sometimes I thought David Copperfield overdid it. Bridgerton was just right. The music, it had a pop music with a classical twist. Brilliant. It had fighting. It had sex. It had women masturbating. Great stuff. More of that, please. Sign me up. but nah, Bridgerton was well done. It was great. And I would look forward to series 2 on that. Some things in Bridgerton though, like, it makes you realize how far we've come in society. is that a woman just couldn't walk a boat and have her way, or, you know, because she kissed somebody in a garden and this is no two men gotta have a duel. What? If somebody kissed my sister, I ain't going out there shooting at nobody. You understand what I mean? Like, you had to defend your family's honor, and that's just a kiss in a garden, and now I gotta go out there with the man that kissed my sister and shoot at him. And he, what if he killed me now? You understand? A duel is something serious, though. I gotta look into duels, because that's a mad thing. You go out there. How it used to work? I don't know. I watch a Western, and it used to be, what, take 6 or 12 paces, then turn around and shoot. What if that man got shorter legs than you, so he turned around a bit quicker? I don't know how it works. They should have a timer. How do duels work? I gotta look into that. It can't be 6 spaces or 12 because everybody don't have the same, you know, leg length. Am I making sense here? What else did I watch? Oh yeah, The Serpent. Everybody go and watch The Serpent. It's on BBC iPlayer. It might be on Netflix as well. I don't know. I think they did it in conjunction with Netflix. But The Serpent is about a serial killer called The Serpent. No, his real name is Charles. I almost called him Carol. Charles Sobhraj. And he was down there killing people in like Nepal, Thailand, Hong Kong, those sort of places. You know, he was killing young white American tourists from America, Canada, or Europe. This man was down there. I think he got, what, 15 plus bodies? And he used to drug the drinks. That was his, you know, that was his method. He put something in your drink, you get sick, rob you, take your passport, and bounce. That's the thing, though. Being a serial killer back in the 80s and 70s, easy peasy. You didn't have no DNA tracking. You just bounced from country to country. There's the thing, in the series, passports back in the day used to just be a picture stuck on there. So my man just took a knife, scrape off the picture, and put his own picture there, and that was it. That's all you had to do to forge a passport. So it's not only didn't they have DNA, they didn't have proper passports back in the day. So you could get away with crimes so much easier back in the 80s and 60s and, sorry, 70s or whatever. Yeah, so he just used to drug people, take the money, take the passports, and go and burn the bodies. And I thought the actor in it was phenomenal. I gotta look up his name. Tahir? Or Tahir? Something. This guy was phenomenal. He had that cold, dead behind the eyes look. That serial killer look. That man was... He played that role too well. I would investigate that actor. It was too good. He probably got bodies in the attic. The man was cold. Yeah. And the guy was very smart. But he got caught in a dumb fashion. But I'll let you watch it. So check it out. The Serpent. It was the most enjoyable thing I watched recently. I wrote something else down here. Oh yeah, something that we watch New Year's Eve. Me and the wife watch Harold and Kumar. Well, I don't know which one it was. Harold and Kumar or something. Oh, they were on a quest to get a burger. But it shows you how far like political correctness has gone or changed things. I think comedy movies were funnier back in the day. Movies from the 90s and early 2000s, before all this political correctness took hold, seemed to be funnier than anything recent. Like, the only funny movie that I've seen recently was Game Night. I thought Game Night was great, tightly written, very funny. But like, half the jokes in this Harold and Kumar, You can't make today. Even the soundtrack, like, like, we were shocked to remember that Black Eyed Peas had a song back in the day in this movie, in the soundtrack, called Let's Get Retarded. Let's Get Retarded. And I was like, what? Because retarded is a word that they were trying to ban or get rid of since I was like in secondary school. They was trying to say you can't say retarded, and they made a song, Let's Get Retarded. And you're like, what? It's like a little shock to the system. I'm like, dude, you can't say that anymore. I think it's harder now to pull off comedy. And don't get me wrong, comedy in itself is harder to pull off than a drama. Anybody can create drama, but to get punchlines and jokes is, especially in a, like, it's easy to write jokes, but to get people act out jokes and funny scenes, that's tough, man. So the fact that you got all this political correctness kind of erasing half of the stuff you can make jokes about, I think it's tougher for these people who making movies to be funny, man, because you can't say certain things these days. But it was a funny movie. Oh yeah, the other thing I saw recently in a movie that I thought that gave me a shock in terms of political correctness is Demolition Man. In Demolition Man, there's a scene where Wesley Snipes is in like a museum. He's in a museum and a Chinese person walks by and my man just goes, ching chong, ching ching, ching chong. Like, I'm like, what? No, that one is, come on. That's bad in any era. But the man just went for it. And I'm like, how is that in that movie? But as I said, you could get away with we used to laugh at crazy stuff. And I mean, yeah, some of it you had to do away with, but I think it's too narrow now. And I can't think of any funny movies out there that I could recommend to people. Oh yeah, I've been drawing. That's my hobby now. I've been drawing more than I've been writing comedy. Because I don't have anywhere to practice the comedy, really. Well, I'm going to start doing some Zoom shows. So if you want to come and see my Zoom, not Zoom shows, I'm going to do Zoom chats. And I might do some where I try out some material. But I'm going to start with the Zoom chat. So if you want to come and sit in a Zoom chat with me, I send out a mailing list. Hopefully I get it together today and I send out a mailing list and you can drop me your email. Because apparently somebody tell me that your gig, your Zoom chats can get, you know, joined by random people. You can get Zoom bombed or something. What else? Oh yeah, I want to get a saxophone. That's the next thing I want to do. My heart is telling me get a saxophone, but then I was looking at prices. Jeez, it's like 700, 800 quid, 900 quid for saxophone. So I might get a recorder instead, you know? How come people don't play recorders? You only play a recorder till like you're 15 and then it dies out. I think that's an underused musical instrument. But yeah. But then I was telling my friend about it that I want to get this saxophone. And he says, dude, you need a more popular instrument because he can't think of any songs where a saxophone steals the show. You know what I mean? He can't think of any songs where you go like, wow, this saxophone has killed it. And I kind of have to agree with him. There was only one song I could mention because he was like, name a song where the saxophonist dude went off. And the only one I could think of, honestly, was Careless Whispers by George Michael. I think that opens with a strong saxophone. Banana, ta, ta, na, na. Banana, ta, ta. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Apologies to all the ladies slipping off the seats. but yeah, I can't think of any others. Name an iconic saxophone riff. Maybe I could think of one more. That's Sade's Smooth Operator. There's a saxophone in that, but I don't know where. But I know there's a saxophone and Smooth Operator. So yeah, that's it, people. I'm gonna wrap this up. I hope you enjoyed yourself, episode 4. You know, it's gonna be on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Share it, like it, whatever. And join the mailing list. I'm gonna put out the mailing list. Let's have a Zoom chat. All you Skylarkers, take care of yourselves. Peace and good afternoon.